Hello and welcome back. I just made the call, and wow, it turns out that he wasn't nice. That was, gosh, I always get so surprised. I mean, it's interesting because I've done this for a long time, and I've done this over and over again, and I've been recording these calls, and consistently for me, for the calls that I've been recording, my story has been inaccurate over and over and over again. So I guess I'm surprised that I'm even surprised that this one was different. Or this one was the same in that he wasn't upset that I stopped in. He was actually glad that I stopped in. And I did find out the real reason why he didn't convert. And I would say that I still have a chance at it. I have probably, I'd say, a 65 to 70% chance of getting it because I did find out what his true objection was. It had to do with his current vendor offering him a credit of a few hundred dollars to stay past the 90-day mark. And without boring you, I won't give you the details on it, but his current vendor offered him a voucher. So I just had to overcome that, and that wasn't very difficult to do. So he's going to talk with his wife, and I'll be back in there to see him in the beginning of next week. So there's still a chance. And again, one more situation where the story was inaccurate. And the thing that motivated me in this particular situation was when I did the work and the turnaround statement of, I don't want to talk to me. And just for review purposes, I think what I'll do is go through the whole process so that y'all know. My story was, he doesn't want to talk to me. The first question you ask is it true? And I had to answer no, because I don't know that he doesn't want to talk to me, because I haven't called him, or I have no idea if he wanted me to follow up again or not. And then the second question is, how do you behave when you think that thought, he doesn't want to talk to me? And the response is, I don't call on him. And the other thing that I was doing is I was beating myself up, because I thought it was something that I did. I thought I had dropped the ball or gotten him upset in some way, and that's why he had changed his mind. And then the next question is, how would you behave if you couldn't think that thought, he doesn't want to talk to me? And the truth is, I would have called on him and called on him sooner. So then the turnaround statements are, he doesn't want to talk to me turns to, he does want to talk to me, which is truer. And the truer statement in this case certainly was that he does want to talk to me. And then the turnaround that really did resonate with me was, he doesn't want to talk to me, turning around to, I don't want to talk to me. Because again, I was tired of spinning the story in my head and tired of wondering and tired of thinking that I had done something wrong. So I had a really bad inner conversation going to myself about why I didn't get his business. So that's why I made the call, and that's what I learned. And some of you probably out there have a similar story about someone else, where you're not calling them because you don't think they want to talk to you or they don't want to hear from you. So I would suggest you do the work on the same statement and see if your findings are the same, because they might be. My work might be your work. So that's it for this one, and we'll be back on with more soon. Talk to you later.